Joining us now in studio is my good friend, Sussex County Councilman and Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, Rob Arlett. Rob, I guess traffic was a bit of a problem this morning,
it wasn't
huh?
so much traffic, Jake. It was somebody dodged an animal that darted in their street. Oh. It was a ditch situation. It happened in front of me. I needed to stop, assist. You know how that goes.
Yes.
So it wasn't traffic.
We're both animal lovers,
it was just a delay.
Okay. All right. What was the delay? You got here. We're glad
we are here, and we're honored to be here, I might add. So
good to see you, my friend.
In light of the current news that just broke regarding the shooting, and thoughts and prayers go to them. That are affected, because that's never good. So
No, it's and we're going to hear more bad news, I suspect, from the situation going forward on the number of fatalities associated with that. Rob, I've been getting messages this morning from those who follow me on Facebook and other social media. They are asking your response to the News Journal article yesterday. With response to Peter Kampf and what he said in the News Journal article and his letter to the Republican Party in Newcastle County. Your response?
Well, first and foremost, I've never even read the letter, so I don't know exactly when I was reached out yesterday by some of the media. I was up in New York actually doing some other events and some meeting with some folks up in New York City, actually. So when the story broke, I was getting reached out by media, and I was totally off the radar because of my commitments and my meetings up in New York.
Right.
So first and foremost, I've never read the letter. I think number two, I've met Peter, I believe, once in my lifetime.
You mean he never bothered to get to know you?
No. So,
great, Peter.
But I think, again, no surprise there. I think number three thing, which everybody should be aware of, I announced my Senate candidacy on a Monday. I believe it was April the 16th.
Right.
On a Monday.
And it was.
It was the very next night.
It well.
Yes, sir. That's right, because you were part of the campaign.
That's right. At that time, part of your campaign.
So
right?
the very next night, there was a candidate forum upstate in Wilmington.
Right.
And I went to that event with really no notice, because I thought it was important to be at that, to show that I am here as a candidate. And it was for the delegates. All of the Republican delegates in Newcastle County, because it was prior to the convention, if you recall. So after, and it was moderated by a radio personality upstate, but actually hosted by none other than this Peter Kampf guy.
Right.
So at the end of the event, Mr. Peter went up to the podium, because again, he was the host, and announced to everybody that as a party official, you are not to endorse or support any particular candidate. I'm ad-libbing what he said, but so therefore what I'm about to tell you is not coming from my party position, but from me personally. And then he proceeded to publicly endorse my opponent, Gene Tirono,
right.
At that time on the stage, in the podium, with all of the delegates there. So Peter is who he is. I've met him that one time. And I think that, he certainly had a personal vendetta against me when we announced our candidacy.
Well, it certainly appears that way, Rob.
So, I take it with a grain of salt. I take his letter of whatever it stated with a grain of salt. But it's okay.
Well, he's
allowed his opinion.
I took issue with the fact that he said there's something in your background that's going to come to light, and it is going to, for the most part, I'm paraphrasing here, destroy your campaign.
Sure.
Your response to that?
Yeah, well, again, I think that there's no surprise with our family has had real challenges as far as financially in the past. We've been very transparent about that. I think people know that about us. We're a real family.
What does that have to do with your candidacy?
Well, nothing.
Oh, okay.
So, but that we got jammed up in the bubble, housing bubble, as have tens of thousands of Delawareans, as have millions and tens of millions of Americans. Look, we're a real family that has had real challenges, but we've also overcame them. We placed a priority on our family, raising parents. That was a huge challenge for us. And I will never apologize for being a family first guy
and
I will never do
Nor
that.
Should so, you have to.
And I think it's time we have representation in this state and in Washington, D.C. of somebody who is one of us, who gets the regular family. family who gets the challenges and the situations that we all go through versus somebody who's an academia elite, who's above it all, who never understands real struggles and real challenges. Look, we are going to here to defend the American family, to defend the Delaware family, and not the corporations of this world and the party elites of this world. And I wish Peter well. I truly do. As a Christian, I do wish him well.
Even though he's a crybaby? His guy lost?
I think that is a true statement, perhaps, but I my heart
sorry,
is
Rob,
but I do wish him well. My heart is that, look, we're going to stay above it. We're going to focus on not party politics. We're not even going to fall in that trap. We will stay focused on our message of bringing real solutions to the issues that we have in our state and in our nation with regard to their families, and that's important for me, and we will continue to battle each and every day.
Now, one of those messages, and I know because I was involved with your campaign up until the point where I came back to WGMD, you had talked a lot about the fact that economically this state lags behind. We have not kept up where other states have, and there was an article in the News Journal yesterday, which I thought was a good one. Delaware is only one of two states where the poverty rate has actually gone up.
Yes.
And that's been under the watch of Barack Obama, who spent $9.1 trillion during his presidency to increase the debt, all the spending on social programs, Tom Carper and Chris Coons. Now, I'm embarrassed that the poverty rate here in the first state has gone up, Rob, because a lot of money's come into the state. If the poverty rate's gone up, we've got a big problem.
Well, we do. Again, I get it because we've had our own struggles as continuated by many Delawareans, mm-hmm. as by that statistic. When are we going to finally have people who care about the people? Can I just call it what it is?
Please, go ahead.
When are we finally going to have representation in this state of people who really care about the people, who are going to go to work each and every day to battle for them, find real solutions to these issues versus this elitism? We have so many families that are desperate. Look, not only the poverty rate, Jake, but let's talk about the opioid addiction. We've had the most suicides, most overdoses, people who got killed because of this just last week. We hit new records in the state of Delaware.
Yep.
So what are we doing about that?
Well,
what are we doing about that? And I can tell you what Senator Carper is doing. He continues to take massive amount of money from Big Pharma, and he continues to kick the people of Delaware to the curb. He cares about himself, he cares about his party, and he does not care about Delawareans, or for that matter, even Americans, mm-hmm. because if he did, he would come up with a bill, as I will first day in office, to outlaw legalized kickbacks from Big Pharma.
Wow.
It is a problem, and that's day one that I will do when I get to the U.S. Senate. I will sponsor a bill that will outlaw the legalized pay-to-play that exists in America today. The politicians have created the Big Pharma problem. I believe they are partly responsible for the opioid addiction because of this, because it is the Big Pharma that is ruling the roost in this nation today. It is time we have somebody in office from this state that represents the people of this great state.
Did you hear yesterday the latest Republican spending bill was announced? Nowhere in there is there $1 for the wall, and 90% of heroin in this country comes through the Mexican border?
Yes.
So how can we not even address border security when we need to cut off the flow of heroin into this country? I don't get it, Rob.
Because they don't care.
No, they don't.
Jake, they care about people coming into this country, making them dependent on the taxpayers, making them dependent on this government. So ultimately, they are caught in that trap of dependency.
Right.
And then they will go after the votes, be it legal, be it illegal, take your pick. But because they do not care about following the law, all they care about is power and control. That's the problem with American politics. That's the problem with Peter Kopp. That's the problem with people that who are tired of the political system, because it's all about corruption. It's all about power. It's all about control.
See, Rob, I think that up in New Castle County, they want another Mike Castle. They're just in love with Mike Castle. They still can't get over the fact that Mike Castle is no longer there and Chris Coons is sitting there. You're not Mike Castle. You're a conservative. We want, and apparently the voters in New Castle County want a true conservative. The people in Gene Chironi's backyard voted for you.
Correct.
And yet they just can't swallow that. They can't accept it.
Correct. And again, Peter's out of touch with his own county.
Well, obviously, yeah.
Because, you know, he had a personal agenda. And again, you know, we don't need those people involved in politics at all.
We've had enough of it.
As was displayed 2 years ago when President Trump had the voice of the people on his side, yet the National Party was not. He didn't care. He was focused on the American people, as is Rob Arlett. Rob Arlett is not the political guy. He's not a partisan guy. He is a people guy who will focus on Delawareans, focus on the American people. We don't need somebody like Peter or anybody else who cares about them and themselves and their power and their control involved. We need people that are servants, if you would, to the American people and to the process, and respect the will of the people and focus there. That's what we will do.
Do you think your relationship with the president and the administration had anything to do with what the Newcastle County Republicans did to you yesterday? Do you think that it could have played, could have had a role in what they did?
Possibly. I mean, you know, again, the elites were never supportive of President Trump.
No, they're still not.
And it's okay. But look, we're just getting started, Jake. We are turning this state and going to turn this country upside down, because it's time. Again, we have a regular guy in office who gets it. That's why we were in New York yesterday. That's actually why I'm being called back to doing some other things later on tonight, We've got to make a decision from a campaign perspective. But the message is getting out, the corruption and the collusion that's been going on in this state and in this country for too long, and we will expose it. That's why my chief of staff is nationally known as the FBI whistleblower, because of the anti-corruption that he has brought to the table. That's why he's on my staff now, because we are all about that. We're putting this state back in the hands of the Delawarean people,
I want to play you a cut. Now, I played this for you before, but in the event our listeners have not heard this, but I want to get your response to it, because this is Tom Carper's plans for the next 6 years. Let's listen.
He's standing up to Donald Trump, Senator Tom Carper. Carper is working to protect Robert Mueller's investigations. He helped launch more than a dozen probes against Trump's EPA appointee, Scott Pruitt. In the end, Pruitt was forced to resign. Carper voted against Trump's nominee, Betsy DeVos, for education secretary. Since then, Carper has been proven correct. DeVos has been a disaster for public education. Carper voted against more than half of Trump's other appointments, including Jeff Sessions as Attorney General. Carper stood up when Trump has broken his word to our allies around the world. Finally, Tom Carper voted against Trump's first pick for the Supreme Court and will vote against the current nominee.
I'm Tom Carper. I wish we had a president I could agree with, but we don't. And that's why I have to stand up to Donald Trump.
So, Rob,
paid for by Carper for Delaware.
What is your response to that, Rob?
Makes my blood boil. When
really
I got
does.
Somebody who's a U.S. sitting senator who is anti-Delawareans, anti-American people, who does not understand when he raised that right hand to defend the U.S. Constitution and understand the will of the people. He is an obstructionist. He is a resister.
Well, he promised to be an obstructionist for the next 6 years.
I will say this publicly on your airways, and hopefully it gets broadcasted around this nation.
Okay.
He is unfit for office, and he should step down today. I am calling him as a sitting U.S. senator who wants to resist and obstruct the sitting U.S. president duly elected by this country. He is not fit for office, and he should step down today because of those comments. And he says that he supported those comments. Well, I question his ability to be in office today, and I'm sorry to say that. I really truly am. And he's also dismissing 180 some odd thousand people who voted for this president in this state.
Did you
hear what I just said?
I did hear
you,
Rob.
He is dismissing 42% of the electorate who voted for the president in this state, and President Trump got more votes than any Republican presidential candidate in the history of Delaware,
right,
with no money. The national campaign did not sink any money into that election, into our state during the general election, other than the state director, but there was no money beyond that. He is dismissing 180,000 plus Delawareans.
You have you have obviously have an opinion on what's happening with Judge Kavanaugh now. I just got a response from Chris Coons' office this morning that he is voting against Judge Kavanaugh.
Oh, surprise.
Yeah, that's
surprise.
Why I said surprise, surprise,
I
surprise.
I think he made his decision before this even occurred.
I think he made his decision last year.
Yes.
Your response to what's being done to Judge Kavanaugh?
It's unfortunate, and I believe if there are true allegations with merit, then they should be investigated. Let's be clear. I said that on Monday night at a candidate forum upstate. If there are real allegations with real merit, then there should be an investigation. I would question the timing. They've had all of the—
Certainly smells fishy, doesn't it?
It does. The day before, right, recently, right before the vote is to occur, this is when this comes out. Again, I would question that. I would also question perhaps something that may get, quote-unquote, released about Rob Arlett that doesn't exist, okay?
It's just that threat, though, that today, that's what politics has changed. You dump that threat and you leave it for the media to start running with it. And that's what, that's what Peter Kopf did. He dumped that out in the media, hoping the media, the news journal, would run with it. What does Rob Arlett have hiding in his past? What does President Trump have hiding in his past? What does Judge Kavanaugh have hiding in his past?
Exactly. Well, what Rob Arlett has hiding is that he's loved his wife since day one. I've never cheated on my wife. I'm a true family man who honors his lovely wife of almost 29 years of marriage, who has raised—
And she's lovely, by the
she
way.
She is. He has raised two young men.
This is a Fox News alert. A mass shooting in Maryland.